It's the Bob Almanac. I'm Jim.
And I'm Neil.
And we're here to bob you up. And I have to apologize. I claim that Neil plagiarized a witty line of mine when he said that District Attorney Hamilton Berger from Perry Mason was the Washington Generals of television courtroom dramas.
Sure.
I went back and I couldn't find any of it, you saying it on the air. Couldn't find any. I looked at past and listened to past an archived almanacs. I could not find any proof there, but then I called a bunch of your friends and they say when just casual conversation comes up about District Attorney Hamilton Berger, you usually say that.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Some of your friends. So you might hear from your friends that I bugged them, and some of them didn't get back to me, and they're on my don't like anymore list.
Okay.
Just an FYI. It is Friday. You heard the train whistle, so it means it's Friday, of course.
Right.
Bob FM, Friday, February 5th, 36th day of the year, 329 days left to go. Today is National Weather Person's Day. I'll have to wish Megan a belated Happy National Weather Person's Day. We didn't get around to it here this morning, but she doesn't seem to me to be somebody who really celebrates anything like that.
Yeah.
She's kind of a roll with the flow kind of person, you know. It doesn't take those kind of things all that seriously.
And the reason for it will be a part of the gone but not forgotten category.
1850, Frank Baldwin, our patent of the day, the first adding machine. The thing was bulky. Now you can do it on your phone. Or even on your Apple Watch. I mean, those calculators now have gotten really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
It was 20 inches high. It's 10 pounds, the adding machine. But it was a real breakthrough on this date, 1850. Let's go to the moon's surface this date, 1971.
Just so happens to have a genuine six iron in the bottom of it. In my left hand, I have a little white pellet that's familiar to millions of Americans. Drop it down. Unfortunately, the suit is so stiff, I can't do this with two hands, but I'm going to try a little sand trap shot here.
Playing it back in his stance. Which I wouldn't recommend. It was an uphill sand shot, Neil. You should not play that back in your stance. That should be up in your stance
a little bit.
But he caught it a little fat, but still able to advance the ball, and I think it's on the green. If they had greens on the moon.
If they had.
Alan Shepard and Edward Mitchell walked on the moon for 4 hours. Alan Shepard hit a couple of golf balls out there.
That's pretty cool.
They're still looking for that Titleist.
Right.
It was OB. If you hit one into the Sea of Tranquility, is that OB?
Yes.
Do you get a free drop, or do you have to re-tee?
That's a penalty stroke.
So, 1971.
You get distance, though.
Apollo 14, the third manned mission to the moon, the third one that landed, at least. As you know, Apollo 13, Neil, did not land.
No, it did not.
They had to slingshot around and come home. That was in 71. 77. This song was on the charts. In fact, it peaked at number 40 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Never could figure that out.
Hen House 5 Plus 2, which was actually Ray Stevens. He was the genius behind this. Chickens Clucking in the Mood.
Wow.
It's really not that hard. Try clucking to some of your favorite country songs. It's pretty easy. So that was 1977. 1981, largest Jell-O ever made. A big Jell-O mold, 9,246 gallons of watermelon flavor Jell-O. Which, funny, that's the exact amount that'll be eaten this weekend.
It is.
Super Bowl. Jell-O's a big part. Jell-O's
a big deal.
You think Doritos, you think, you know, your little Smokies, you're thinking buffalo wings, you know, pizza, mini tacos. People forget about how popular Jell-O still is to this date on Super Bowl Sunday. It was in Brisbane, Australia. Lots of Jell-O. Watermelon flavored. I don't know if I've ever had watermelon flavored Jell-O.
I bought lime flavored Jell-O green just a couple of weeks ago.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to be rich to be my girl.
You didn't put carrot shavings in them, did you?
No. A little whipped cream on top.
That's bad.
Yeah. No, I would never do that. Is that what I'm leading the bobathon with?
Kiss.
No, this will be the Bob Classic during the Bobathon. Actually, hometown. This should be hometown artist. It's Prince.
Sure.
So this will be our hometown artist spotlight during the Bobathon. Prince released the song Kiss. Now, do you like his version of Kiss or do you prefer Tom Jones?
Well, I'd probably prefer Tom Jones.
Did you hear that Prince's dove passed away? He had a pet dove that lived longer like than any other dove ever called named Divinity. Divinity is now a member of the Gone But Not Forgotten. Yes, it was in the news. They reported. I saw it on Fox 9 on the very screen over your head earlier this week. Prince's dove, Divinity, is now dead. And it lived to, I think, 26 years, if I remember correctly. So it wasn't in the When Doves Cry video. It was too young for that.
Right.
But
that's a long life for a dove,
that's very long. So that was 1986. 1988. We need to go to the squared circle is what we need to do.
Oh, boy.
Andre spins a Hulkster around. Suplex right on top of him.
He's on it.
One. We get two. That's it.
He got him. He got him. He got him.
No, he didn't.
The referee counted three. We've got a new world champion.
No,
let me tell you something, McMahon.
The Giant beat Hulk Hogan. It was a rematch of this WrestleMania from the year prior. Now, the big deal about this was that this was the first primetime wrestling match on primetime network television in 30 years.
Wow.
You know,
that's how popular it was then.
Wrestling had been pushed to, you know, either pay-per-views or late night or Sunday morning and afternoons on the weekends. But this was the primetime one, baby. And it was main event, so I'm assuming it was on NBC. But Andre defeated the Incredible Hulk Hogan on this date in 1988.
A rare loss for the Hulkster.
Yes. Yeah, Andre didn't lose often either, although he lost to the Hulkster when he body slammed him.
Right.
His back still got to be sore from that, from WrestleMania 3. Tom Clancy in 98. Remember him putting on that Viking starter jacket? We thought he was our new owner. Taking over from that multi-faceted, multi-headed Roger Hedrick cabal thing, whatever they had going on there with that grouping, and people just weren't very happy with the ownership.
Yeah.
And so Tom Clancy was going to be our savior.
The Dirty Dozen,
That's something like that. It turned out he didn't have the funding.
No.
That brought in Red McCombs, one of your favorite Reds, right next to Red Solvine.
Right.
So that was 98. How about in 2001?
So she says to me, I had heard that you were such good parents, and now I know it's true. Oh, my husband and I are standing there, and I go, oh, thank you. And I turn to refer to my children and their friends who are beating each other with golf clubs.
Kelly Ripka, she was always such a breath of fresh air. It still is, right, Neil?
Absolutely.
Although we're working when they're on television, so we don't ever watch it. But it was announced that Kelly Ripa. Not Ripken.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would imagine Cal Ripken Jr. would have been very good in that role.
Yeah,
but
I'm
in
sure
2001, he was still playing.
She would have been a good shortstop, too.
She'd cover some ground. Yeah. Kelly Ripa would be Regis Philbin's co-host. That was announced on this date. Of course, she was taking over for what's her name? You remember her?
Kathy Lee
Gifford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2001. 2009 in the news.
USA Swimming, the sport's national governing body, has suspended Michael Phelps for 3 months after a photo of the swimming star purportedly using a marijuana pipe showed up in a British tabloid. USA Swimming has also cut off its financial support to Phelps for the same period.
It's well known that swimmers are not supposed to smoke pot because it actually improves buoyancy. When you were in high school, we were over there at Hopkins Lindbergh. You had a pool, didn't you? Didn't you test that theory out many times?
I don't know about many.
You can be more buoyant. It's a performance enhancing drug.
Yeah.
If you're more buoyant, you're going to swim faster, right?
Mm-hmm. I would think
so. 2009, he was suspended, came back, and then won some more gold medals. 2017, this was kind of a big deal in the NFL.
Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl. Brady has his fifth. What a comeback.
One for the thumb and poor Atlanta. Poor Falcons. What was the score? Right. We were up, was it 25-3 or what was it? I'd have to look it up. I can't remember.
They had a sizable lead.
It was the biggest Super Bowl comeback ever with the Patriots. They quickly, oh, they forgot to this joke is just so old, and I just beat it to death, but they forgot to deflate the balls.
Right.
And so once they deflated the balls, they were good.
Yeah, they
Brady was perfect then. He could really get a grip of it. Anyway, that was 2017 big comeback. We'll see how Brady does on Sunday. And let's remember the guy who played Martin Crane.
Well, you're always whining about wanting to change your hair.
I don't whine. I'm so sick of me hair. Do you think I should get it cut like Princess Di? Ooh, do you think that'd make me cheeks look too fat? That reminds me of the craziest thing me Grammy Moon used to say.
He was a perfect foil for Niles and Frazier.
He was.
Because he was the gritty, blue-collar, down-to-earth policeman, and they were the hoity-toity psychiatrist, right?
Yes, he was.
He passed away.
He was so good.
On this date at the age of 71. Birthdays now today. He's not as well known in the United States, but north of the border, he's a national treasure. Don Cherry.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, there's a big bodies out there, 200 pounds, and, you know, all you have to do is hit them. And when you hit them, you don't have to maim them, but hit them to hurt. I mean, nobody's afraid out there. That game tonight, Winnipeg, are you kidding me? They look like nothing either. Nobody hits anybody. Look like a tea party out there. Look, Swedes and Finns playing at December. Nothing. No hitting.
And he didn't pull any punches ever in his career.
No. When he was a coach.
Let's just say he likes old-time hockey.
Yeah.
He likes the old-time hockey. And then he got into trouble. He said something. Was it about immigrants or something?
Yeah.
He said something bad, and they took him off the air. Don Cherry, 87.
He was hard-boiled.
Neil, you might want to close your ears here.
Uh-oh.
We came back, and I said, Drew, can you run an in route and then break it deep? Then I'll pump, get Krause. I'll keep Krause away from getting over to you.
And Staubach came back and gave us a pump fake to my right side as I looked at
Staubach. That's Paul Krause.
And that one split second just turns you, and he threw the ball way left into the deep corner.
I saw him throw the pass, and it was a very lofty pass. You can tell by the flight of the ball. It just went up.
Carl
I
Eller.
Relaxed when he released the ball because I just thought there was no way that there would be anyone there to receive it.
Oh, there was. Drew Pearson, Neil, you can open your ears once again. Roger Staubach is 79 today.
Yeah.
He invented the Hail Mary, 1975 playoffs. It's easy to throw to guys and complete passes when they push the defender out of the way, right,
sure.
Neil?
Yeah.
So Roger Staubach is 79. And you know what's really a coincidence? Craig Morton, who was, along with Roger Staubach, they had the big, you were around, quarterback controversy in the early 70s.
Sure.
With the Dallas Cowboys. And they faced each other in one of the Super Bowls when they played at the Superdome in New Orleans. Was that Super Bowl 10?
When Morton was with Denver?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the Cowboys played the Broncos.
Sure.
So Craig Morton is 78 today.
Wow.
What a coincidence there.
Didn't know they shared. Okay.
That is. In fact, Morton, two Super Bowls, two different teams, Kurt Warner, Peyton Manning, and our guy, Tom Brady.
Nice.
We'll be doing that now this weekend on Sunday. Just another connection to this Sunday Super Bowl here on the Bob Almanac.
What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to
11. 11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
Wait for it.
These go to 11.
Christopher Guest, who was a very funny man, probably a comedic genius when it comes to his writing. So many of those mockumentary movies he's been involved in. What do you think of mockumentaries, Neil? You like them?
Yeah.
Spinal Tap. There, Christopher Guest, 73, another SNL alum.
Thank you. What's happening, everybody? And welcome to the Ladies' Man, the love line with all the right responses to your romantic queries. I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing fine, Leon. Neil, have you finally taken my advice and gotten in touch with the Ladies' Man for some dating advice?
Oh, that is too good.
Huh?
I should.
Get some. All you need is some Cavatier. That's step one right there. And then it's pretty much self-explanatory after that. So Tim Meadows is 60. Let's go to the lunchroom at Fast Times at Ridgemont High. High lunchroom here.
Linda, that girl looks just like Pat Benatar.
I know. Wait, there are three girls here at Ridgemont who have cultivated the Pat Benatar look. Janelle Zembler.
Marianne's lot making the red tights.
So she was friends with Phoebe Cates. She's Jennifer Jason Leigh from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Now, I tried the Pat Benatar look when I was 11, and I didn't get the same results.
Well, it was a good effort,
complete
though.
With headband and everything. So sure. She's 59. Another SNL alum today.
There's 300 very angry San Diegoites. San Diegoans. San Diegoans.
San Diegans.
San Diegans. San Diegans out in front of the station. They want Ron's blood.
This is the big one. Chris Parnell is 54 today. Great scene from Anchorman.
Very good.
Speaking of SNL alums, Will Ferrell was there.
Yes.
When one prince just won't do, because we had one prince earlier here on the Almanac, you need two princes if one just isn't enough. Chris Barron, the lead singer of the Spin Doctors. The name of the song, Neil, is Two Princes. That's why I was referencing that.
I was saying, I didn't think this guy's name was Prince.
No, it wasn't. No, it's Chris Barron from the Spin Doctors.
I like that song.
52. Bobby Brown. He was in First Edition, then he broke off, and then a tumultuous relationship with Whitney Houston. He's had to live through some heartbreak as both Whitney passed away and then his daughter with Whitney.
Very sad.
Bobby Brown is 52, and Sarah Evans, country singer, you may have heard of her, she's 50 today. We'll leave it up to Neil to include a Sarah Evans song in today's Bobathon. She's 50, the big 5-0.
I think we should, as a matter of fact.
And you can tell the story how you... at Moondance, you interviewed her up on the Jumbotron.
That is so true. Gone, but not forgotten. The reason that we celebrate our weather people today is because John Jeffries was a scientist, physician in 1744. He was born, known as America's first weather forecaster. Actor John Carradine was born on the patriarch of the Carradines, Robert and David and Keith, 1906.
I'm Hezekiah Beckham, the Undertaker, sir.
Oh, Beckham, you're going to do to me what they did to John Wesley Harden. You're going to lay me out, let the public come by and gawp at me for 50 cents a head.
Mr. Brooks, you're a hard man.
I'm alive.
Indeed he is a hard man. That's John Carradine as the Undertaker in The Shootist. He was in over 200 films, 1906. Red Buttons, born Aaron Chawat. How do you say his last name?
Chawat.
Chawat. Good thing he turned it into Red Buttons.
Chawat.
Yes. He was in some stuff.
All wings check in. Poseidon Red 3 Adventure. Standing by. Red 6 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
Red Button standing by.
Red Buck standing by.
Big Red standing by.
Red October standing by.
Helen Reddy standing by.
Simply Red standing by.
That's from Family Guy.
Oh, I was going to say, that's hilarious. That's Red
it's
Buttons.
Their Star Wars spoof.
That's very good. 1919. Remember Claude King? Of course we do.
Big river.
Keep on flowing, flowing.
Big man.
Keep on growing, growing.
Big river.
Everybody knows Wolverton Mountain, so I thought I'd pull out another one of his top tens from that same album.
I would have been shocked if you pulled out Wolverton Mountain.
We've heard enough about Clifton Clowers and how he's handy with a gun and a knife. We know all about that, but we don't know about Big River, Big Man, or we don't know enough about him.
I like that, absolutely. We just lost him, the Hammer, Hank Aaron, who was the home run king for a long time till Barry Bonds, cheater, passed him. Hank Aaron, born on this day, 1934. And one more, Emmy-winning TV producer Stephen J. Cannell.
Any excuse to get this on the air.
It is TV theme time and one of our very favorites. From the Rockford Files. He did Wise Guy, Hunter, 21 Jump Street, many of those great shows. 1941 for Stephen J. Cannell, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one of the lead singers from Three Dog Night.
Eli's come in a hide your heart, girl. Eli's come in a hide your heart, girl. Eli's coming, you better cry, girl. Eli's coming, you better cry, girl. Eli's coming, you better cry, girl.
Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl.
Never, never hide your
Poor are you more scared of? Are you more scared of Eli or Quinn the Eskimo?
Well, Eli is terrifying, and he's coming.
So that's Corey Wells.
Okay,
he was one of the three lead singers of Three Dog Night. You got your Chuck Negron and your Danny Hutton, and there he was singing lead on Eli's Coming. He, 1942. I didn't get the day he passed away, but he's no longer with us.
And now they're all
gone.
But not forgotten.
The Friday edition of the Bob Almanac. Time for a little thing we call a Bobathon and the start of your no-repeat workday. Kenny Chesney, she's got it all. Jody Messina, stand beside me. Or Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and High Horse.
Nitty.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.